We continue looking back at 2004 now with Dr. Ivan Walks, who joins us for a year in review of medicine and health. Dr. Walks is the former chief health officer of the District of Columbia and is now the chief executive officer and president of Ivan Walks and Associates. He joins us from NPR headquarters in Washington, D.C. Dr. Walks, nice to have you on again.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
So let's look back at the year. We could talk at length about many of the medical and health advances and setbacks, but since we have a limited amount of time, let's start with the heart medicine aimed at African Americans known as Bidil. I think I'm saying that rightly. What's the controversy about that?
The controversy is, do you automatically prescribe a pill to an African American based on the fact that they are African American? And of course, the answer is no. However, many other medications have been documented to work better in certain groups than in others. So when you get a medication that actually has been proven to work better in some populations, you should look very closely at that medication when you're making a clinical decision. This is a tremendous step forward. It's not a magic pill. It's not going to work for everyone, but absolutely it's a great thing for us to have access to.
People are afraid, aren't they, when there's medication or medicine that is designed or presumed to be designed for a specific ethnic group, aren't they?
Well, I think people are concerned about it. What we don't talk about a lot is the fact that many medications already carry warnings that say this doesn't work as well in this group. For example, ACE inhibitors carry an FDA warning that says this medication may not work as well in African Americans. So I think we need to be aware that that's not talked about as much. The big scary thing here is that some people are concerned, and I think it's a reasonable concern, that doctors will automatically say, hey, you're black, you're in my office, take Bidil. Mm-hmm. And that's not good clinical medicine. You practice good clinical medicine in mind that now you have a tool that may work better for your African American patients than what you've had in the past.
Let's talk about another one. The flu shot controversy. First, there wasn't enough vaccine. Then there was vaccine that was available. Then there were questions about whether or not the vaccine that was available was really safe. Where do we stand now?
What I think the flu shot controversy has done is to get people aware of the fact that we can do things other than the flu shot in order to protect ourselves, the basic hand washing and all of the other protective things we can do. I think where we stand now is a lot better than where we stood before. Awareness is a tremendous thing. So I think at the end of this year, looking back, I would say we're in a much better place because we haven't had that huge clinical problem we were all afraid of, but people have been thinking better and planning better so that maybe we can do better in the coming years.
That notwithstanding, do we need to be concerned about the available vaccines that are here that we can use now?
Absolutely, because what we've seen is that in some places, for example, in Washington, D.C., Dr. Payne, the health officer, said, you know, I'm declaring that you can't give flu vaccine to people that aren't in these high-risk groups. Save the medication for those who need it. That kind of a bold step, I think, is appropriate. Other jurisdictions, we've had nothing but an indication or a recommendation, and I think that people living in different areas kind of wonder, wait a minute, why are some places being much more prescriptive, other places giving recommendations? What's the right answer? And maybe we can get to a point where we can make recommendations, we can set policies that will work across the board or can be more evenly applied across the board.
You know, interesting you should say that, because our next topic deals with another drug where its use and how it is applied across the board has generated a great deal of controversy. I'm talking now specifically about nevirapine, the HIV AIDS drug. What can you tell us about nevirapine and how it's used?
Well, this is one of those opportunities to really take a little bit of a broader look. It's been around for a long time. What we're really talking about is a different use of that medication. And when we talk about a different use, it's important to recognize that when you're going to use something differently or you're going to use it in a different population, whether you're going to try it for the first time on young people, going to try it on women, going to try it on older people, you need to look at who has it been tested on, how has it been tested. And I think where we stand now is that we've had this medication used over in Africa. A lot of concerns about the study methodology and about good research being done, good scientific work being done around that study. But at the end of the day, it has worked. A lot of lives have been saved, and that has been well documented.
Let's close this up with one other topic. Obesity has been an issue all year, hasn't it? And it continues to be year after year, particularly for African-American children and other minority kids as well. Why are we so overweight, our young people?
Well, we have a variety of reasons, too many to go into now. But basically, overweight is about calories in versus calories out. We are eating different kinds of food than we did 15, 20, 30 years ago. It's higher in calories. Our children are less active and they're consuming less healthy foods. Now, that's the bad news. The good news is that over the last year, a lot of attention has been focused on this as obesity is beginning to overtake and pass cigarette smoking and other things that we know are bad for us. People are beginning to recognize the message has to go to the schools and reach the children. And if we can begin to get our children focused on more activity and a variety of foods that taste good but don't have the same empty calories, we can begin to get in front of this problem.
Dr. Ivan Walks is the former chief health officer of the District of Columbia and is now the chief executive officer and president of Ivan Walks and Associates. He spoke to us from NPR headquarters in Washington, D.C. Doc, thanks for this important review of the year, and have a healthy and happy new year.
Happy new year to you. Thanks for having me.